Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, whether we like it or not, nearly every person on this planet knows an ABBA song. It's just the way life goes. Like, who doesn't know this?
Knowing me, knowing you. There is nothing we can do. Knowing me, knowing you.
Can't help it. It puts me in a good mood. I love it. I love it. Well, the band may never go on tour again, but you can just about experience them live at a new groundbreaking show in London that's called ABBA Voyage, the concert. And we got to send one of the team over to experience it. Of course, our music aficionado, he was Cormac. He pulled his name out of a hat. Cormac, how is it going on in London town?
Yeah. Hey Lossie, how are you? It's fab. You know, it's all that Jubilee vibe going on here at the moment that you and Laura were talking about. I saw Kim Kardashian outside looking very sad, walking around the streets.
You didn't see her in person, did you?
She's out walking along the Thames by herself. She just looks really kind of annoyed with herself.
No, you're joking. Don't be teasing me, Cormac.
Are you serious? I'm Kim Kardashian. I wouldn't even know her if she walked by me.
I think you would, trust me.
I would. With a phalanx of cameras behind her. Anyway,
Cormac, before you tell me about the show, just tell me how this idea came about.
Well, look, ABBA unofficially split up in 1982, so they haven't played a gig in 40 years. And despite the fact that, like, you know, their popularity has never waned in the intervening years, like with Mamma Mia in the film and the stage show, and they were offered, like, I think it was in 2000, $1 billion to reform, to do a tour. $1 billion. They turned that down and they said, Benny, or Bjorn from the band said, look, we will never appear on stage again. And that has been the case to this day. And so here we are with the ABBA Voyage, the concert experience.
So people just refuse to take no for an answer, basically.
I guess so. Like, I don't know. ABBA obviously don't need the money for this, but there is the appetite for something like this is really off the scale. And that was you could see that in full view last night.
So describe last night. What was the concert like? Like, is it something you've ever seen before?
ABBA, I was going to call you. Lassie, you know me. I'm a rocker, right? And yeah. Like, it's ABBA wouldn't be my thing. But this blew my mind.
No, Cormac, I'm not going to lie. I was expecting you to slam this.
Yeah, well, I wasn't expecting to slam it. I was expecting to go, okay, yeah, it's an interesting, it's good. It's, you know, people, all the hits, all that lark. This is something totally new. I have never experienced anything like it in my entire life.
Why?
I was shocked. I was shocked by the experience. Okay, right. So you arrive at the venue. The venue is purpose-built. It's like something you'd see in Area 51. It's like it was put on Earth by some kind of aliens. And it looks small from the outside. And when you get inside, it's a 3,000 capacity thing. Already your space and time is starting to warp. And then you sit down, there's 3,000 people there, and there's just a screen on the stage with a few trees and that. And I'm kind of like, oh, okay, here we go. There's a lot of ABBA songs. It's going to be a giant hen party. But look. And this unbelievable production happens. The whole building lights up. You are inside this concert. It's not a concert. It's an experience. And then they walk on stage. And I say they walk on stage. They do. You cannot tell the difference. They're on the stage. And you're looking at them going, hang on. Is that people just with wigs on, dressed up, looking exactly like ABBA did in the 70s? And you're going, hang on, I'm waiting. Are you thinking projections? And you were talking about Tupac and those kind of shows before. This is nothing like that. This was being inside a gig. This is inside a concert. And they, I swear to God, like after a while, they were there. It's just, I just cannot believe we've got to this level of technology.
You're telling me you genuinely felt that the real ABBA were on stage?
Oh, without question. More than that, you actually felt like you were in the concert with them. It spins your whole head around, and it's a totally immersive thing. And like I was the girl beside me, Ismay. I was tapping her on the shoulder. I was saying, Jesus Christ, are they real people? Because it's just, and you're going around, you're looking around the sides, and they're moving, they're flicking their hair, and they're doing all these kind of things that you would just expect normal people to do. It's just, it's outrageous what they've done. It's brilliant.
I mean, obviously, okay, well, the technology to be able to pull off something like that is obviously incredible. So did you get any insight into how it was put together, how they got it all working?
Well, I'm sure it's very, very technical, but I know George Lucas, the guy who has a company called Industrial Light and Music. George Lucas is the guy behind Star Wars, the whole Star Wars thing. And, you know, the special effects that you see in Star Wars, you know, this is about 10 times ahead of that. So he was their company was brought in to do it. And so ABBA, the band now, as they are, like in their, I don't know how old they are, their late 60s, they got together and spent 5 weeks performing the 22 songs in the set, and but they had these special suits on with 160 cameras and sensors, recording their moves for weeks and weeks and weeks, and to create this this digital version of themselves that's put. And you still think, like when you say the words digital, you think, ah, oh, come on, digital schmidigital. It'd be just like, you know. You know, people have used the words holograms. That's not the right word to use here. Even avatars, or abatars as they're called. It's just, they're just there, Lossie, somehow.
I'm finding it. I can't even fathom how that's possible. I mean, will it go on tour? Am I going to get a chance to see this?
This is a purpose-built venue. It's called the ABBA Arena in London. And I think it's due to be there for a year anyway. I could imagine it being there for 1,000 years. And it's the kind of thing that you could imagine in Las Vegas. And it will blow every other show away. Because, you know, it was intergenerational as well. The people there were from, you know, those people, those kids with their mothers and their fathers and their grandparents. And, you know, they played all the hits like Waterloo, Annoying Me, Knowing You. And, you know, when Dancing Queen came on, I mean, I thought the place was actually going to take off.
Wow.
And the funny thing was, you're at a gig. Okay, they're not there, but people are so kind of like you're drawn in very, very quickly into the whole thing that you're clapping at the ends of songs. You go way as if you're at a real gig. There's people in front of you, and you want them to hear your applause. Sure, ABBA at home having a cup of tea. And we're all clapping at these things that don't exist.
Jeez, it's a great way to do work, isn't it? Imagine if we were able to just send some avatar in to do our jobs for us.
Well, this could be the dystopian view of the future. But for the moment, it's in entertainment. But I tell you, Lottie, at the end, right? So they walk off stage, and you know, they really do look like they walk. And then you think it's all over. Four ABBA members came out on stage as themselves, you know, in 2022, as, like, you know, 60, 70 year olds that they are. And I was like, oh my God, we're at one of those nights where they're here in London, and they've come on to it, like, you know, applaud the audience and say, what do you think? And all that kind of stuff. I was like, geez, that's mad, isn't it? They're here. And then you suddenly dawns on you, they're avatars or whatever, as well. And you're like, oh my, and I was outside with the people I was there with. I was going, was that them or was it not? What, right. Were they here or were they not?
You couldn't tell.
It's that, I actually couldn't tell. I really couldn't. It was just, I would go again right now. Just on my own, I'd go again. And like, I just didn't think this was going to be the way it was going to be.
Well, you've sold it. I definitely want to go.
You need to go to this. This is some kind of spiritual awakening. I'm serious. You need to come and see this. Even if you're not an ABBA fan at all, you will have an amazing time. Guarantee
you. Did Cormac Battle just say an ABBA gig was a spiritual awakening?
Yes, I did. It was a religious, and I am converted. I have seen the light, Lottie.
Cormac, if you could please, you know, just get your feet back on the ground, get yourself to the airport. You know, your family and the show needs you to come back. So ABBA Voyage, the concert, it's up and running at the ABBA Arena in London now. And by the sounds of things, we will all have a spiritual awakening if we attend.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.